What is in those tax returns? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. At a January debate, CNN's John King asked Mitt Romney, since your own father released 12 years of tax returns back when he was running for the Republican nomination, why don't you do the same?
Will you follow your father's example?
Maybe.
On ABC last night, we heard Diane Sawyer ask him again.
Why not release 12 years as your father did?
Well, the president is going to try and do everything possible to divert from the attention being focused upon his record as president. He wants to be able to get all the details on each year and how much money I made this year and that year. I'm not going to get into that.
He seems to think there's something in those tax returns that could cost him the election. Now, we know that Democrats want to make him look bad. But how bad could the tax returns possibly be? Worse than finding out that Bill Clinton deducted $2 for his used underwear donations? Come on! It must be his 15% tax rate. He's probably never paid more than 15%. He thinks that'll tick us off. See, I don't think so. I don't think we want to judge him. We want to copy him. If a Boy Scout like Mitt Romney can figure out how to get a 15% rate legally, why should we all have to wait for some pie-in-the-sky tax reform, which we know is never going to happen, if there are legal ways to cut our taxes right now? Can we at least get the name of your accountant? It's just strange that a guy running to be the most powerful man in the world would be spooked by his own tax returns. Although, actually, I don't think the president is the most powerful man in the world anymore. I think that's Ryan Seacrest. Now this is Dave Ross. Email at daveross.com.